Hi, and welcome to an episode of Ted and Tim's Brain Fart.
I'm Tim and or Ted.
And I'm Ted and or Tim. And today I'm going to ask you the question.
Alright.
If you had to make a four-man team to replace SG-1, who would you fill it with?
Oh hello. Okay, so for those who don't know, SG-1 is Stargate 1.
Yeah, it's from the Stargate SG-1 TV series.
Yeah, makes sense. Okay, alright,
so you need a four-man team.
Replacing O'Neill, Carter, and Jackson.
Yep.
All right. Anything else I need to know going in?
You can't use the Doctor from Doctor Who because you keep using that as trying to use that as your trump card, but it never works because he's too flighty.
It's a good trump card, though.
It's not a good trump card. It fails every time. It's like the worst trump card. You're supposed to win with a trump card, not lose.
The Doctor would win every situation.
He wouldn't.
If he's there. If I can pin him down to it, he would win.
So, yeah, that's...
All right. Okay. You ready?
Yep.
All right, I've got it. You ready?
Yep.
Iron Man.
Okay.
Okay.
As?
I'll have him replace Carter.
Iron Man's replacing Carter.
Hang on, let me write this down. It's scientist and a warrior.
Cool. Yeah, I go with that.
Let me write this down, otherwise I will forget them.
Let's see if you can write and speak at the same time.
I can do one or the other.
One or the other, yeah. He's stuck because he can't write and speak.
you're right. I forgot what I said.
Iron Man. Tony Stark.
Don't want Tony Stark or they a package deal.
Tony Stark is Iron Man.
It's true, he is.
There is no distinctions. There's a difference without a distinction.
Iron
distinction without a difference.
Man.
It's words without words.
Okay, so so I've got O'Neill, Tilk. I've got them as kind of like a warrior folk.
Yeah, yeah. They'd be like
just grunts essentially.
O'Neill's more like a
leader.
He's a leader and warrior, and Tilk's he was
a strategist.
He was a strategist
actually,
and a warrior. Because he was first prime, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, but
he was a general essentially. He outranked O'Neill.
Well, yeah, but he's also a traitor and a
but
depending on which perspective you look at it from. Not from mine. I love Teal'c.
Then of course you've got Carter. He was a scientist and a soldier.
Oh, you chose Carter.
Yeah, I'm just going through.
All right. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
And then you've got Jackson, who was the archaeologist scientist.
Yeah, he was an archaeologist. Yeah.
So he did use a gun now and again, but not great.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so I'm going to replace each one of these as I can, as like for like as I can.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, I'll go for it.
So I've got Iron Man as Carter.
Yeah.
Smart and yet still
smart
a soldier. I'm going to stick with the Captain America replacing O'Neill.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you see where I'm going there?
Yeah. Okay. No, I get you. Yeah.
Cap. I wrote that because I don't write anymore because I'll write it wrong. So I need someone who's just a shit art warrior.
Yeah, you need someone who's just a shit art warrior.
Can I have the Hulk?
No, you can't have the Hulk.
Can I do a full Avengers team?
No, you can't do. You can do a full Avengers team. You can't have the Hulk. You can have Hawkeye. Extra. You can just take him with him. He's not useful. No one needs an archer, but you can just take him along anyway.
I'll replace the Malp.
Yeah, replace the Malp with Hawkeye. No, you can't. You can have Bruce, but not the Hulk, I think.
Yeah, fair play. All right, so in that case, instead of Tilk, I'm going to have Superman.
Superman?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah?
If you want, sure. You got to justify it, though.
He's hard. Tilk's hard.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah. But is he a strategist?
I
don't think he is.
Superman was always trying to outthink.
But he was never good at outthinking. He just basically flew in and solved an issue when it was there, but he never...
To be fair, in the SG-1 series, when Tilk wasn't first prime, he was just extra grunt following O'Neill's lead.
Oh, I suppose, yeah. So as long as you've got a clever leader, I suppose.
Yeah,
I'll let you.
Which where I've got Cap in.
Yeah, you've got Cap, yeah. Yeah, all right, yeah.
Team leader experience.
Yeah, he's got... he comes with the wrong rank, though.
Yeah. I'll demote everybody else.
It's fair, yeah.
To be fair, the lowest rank I've got here is citizen.
It's just bloke.
Which reminds me, who am I going to have as a bloke?
As a bloke?
Just as a bloke. I want to go for someone who's got no powers here on the whatsoever. If I can't have the Hulk, can I have Bruce Banner?
We just said, yeah, you can have Bruce if you want to have Bruce. You can't have the Hulk.
no, this is no. I'm not sticking with that.
No,
I looked at my list and that's way too Avengers.
I've got a very Avengers list there. I mean, I was looking for when I was thinking of this show, I was thinking of people. Like, so I didn't think of superheroed people. I just, but yeah, go on, carry on.
I'm gonna blow this out of the water.
Okay,
you ready?
Yeah.
Data.
No.
Why not?
He can't be a good. He's not a good Jackson replacement.
He's excellent thinker.
Excellent
scientist by trade.
Scientist by trade. And virtually indestructible, and...
But to be fair, how many times did Jackson die and get over it?
Yeah, but he died a lot. That was the point.
Yeah.
Right. Data did that as well, didn't he? Yeah. Yeah, he became B4. But, he is incredibly well-trained in the martial arts as well as in gun combat, stuff like that. Daniel Jackson was...
Buff?
He got buff when he had to do that scene where he had to take his shirt off.
Yeah. He used a gun now and again as well. He had a P90 for a while.
Yeah, but... He was.
He wasn't specific. But Data's not in rifles. He only has his pistol out now and again.
I'd argue that Data is more in keeping with Carter than he is with. I'm arguing this mostly because I chose Data as my Carter. If that helps. But yeah.
All right.
I can change my mind. But you can. I mean, you can have him if you want to have him. If you want to fight. If you want to fight me for it, it's fine. I'll concede.
Happen. All right. I'm gonna do something slightly different then.
Yeah.
You ready? Chief O'Brien.
Chief O'Brien. Oh, that's a brilliant choice for Jackson. Ah. Oh.
Yeah? You with me? You feeling that?
Yeah, I love that. That's amazing.
Yeah. All right. How are we going to decide who's won this decision? Are we going to have to rank these?
I think regardless, if it came to a skill-off or a fight or anything like that, I think I'm going to lose anyway because most of mine are just people. Just everyday people.
Just all right, let's go for it. Then who have you got replacing O'Neill?
O'Neill, I chose.
Oh, you've forgotten it.
Oh, I forgot it. Right, no. We'll start with O'Neill. We'll start with Teal'c.
All right. I've forgotten what Teal'c.
Teal'c. Worf.
Worf. Yeah.
That's virtually a like-for-like trade.
That is, yep.
That's virtually a like-for-like trade. Worf.
However, I will argue that Worf is constantly going off doing his own thing. He didn't betray the Klingon Empire. He wants to be part of the Klingon Empire.
No, because he was fiercely loyal to Picard in the next gen.
Very true, so, very true. You know. However, in the games, when the Klingon War kicked off again, he went to the Klingon side.
Yeah, he did. But
do you want that to happen? Would Teal'c go back to...
Teal'c did go back.
Yeah, but
several times.
Brainwashed.
Several times Teal'c went back. He didn't go back to Jafar, but he fucked off and did his own thing randomly.
He
was constantly off leading rebellions and stuff like that.
Yeah, all right.
So, as far as I see it...
He didn't directly, willfully join the other side, though, did he? He didn't willfully join the Jafar. The Gauld Jafar.
He joined... No, but I'm not about that. But he did bugger off and join other sides and leave his team high and dry on several occasions when he went off fighting with the... The Jafar Rebellion, so
and
that's no different from going off and fighting with a different side.
Yeah, all right. Who else you got then?
Replacing Carter was my Data. To be honest with you, that was.
I'm almost tempted not to allow it because you wouldn't allow me.
Yeah, no, that's fine. If you want to allow it, that's fine. I'll fish for a little while until I think of another one. Daniel Jackson.
All right, go on then.
Indiana Jones.
Ah, well done. Yeah, solved.
Solved.
Solved. That's
archaeologist.
Yep.
Not good with a gun.
He's got a whip as a bonus.
A whip and a bonus. Yep. Loves wearing a fedora.
Yep. Okay.
I've got my Jack.
You got your Jack?
Now, despite the fact that you're going to argue against it mostly because you know that I don't like the guy.
All
right. Right. Batman.
No, I'm happy with it.
Right. I, as a character, I don't like Batman, but as a leader of men, the Justice League, full of gods, he's the only human with no powers.
Yep.
And yet they look to him for advice. Excellent leader, I'd argue.
I would argue that he's renowned for getting his sidekicks killed.
Yeah, there is that.
I mean, he's gone through three Robins and a Batgirl.
How many times did Jack O'Neill go through his Daniel Jackson's? It was about three, wasn't it?
Yeah, to be fair.
So...
I don't know how Indiana Jones is going to take that, to be fair.
He's going to have to take it well, isn't he? He's got no other choice. So I'm going to replace Data as my Carter. Let me think. Let me give that some thought.
So we're looking for a scientist warrior-esque kind of person.
A scientist warrior.
I don't know why we keep saying warrior. The soldier.
Yeah, soldier.
The, It's what we're looking for. We're just too fictional.
Yeah. Apparently, soldiers that don't exist. Yeah. That's a lie, isn't it?
Yeah. Are you going in the army? Yeah, I'm going to become a warrior.
That's not how this works over here, I'm afraid.
Oh. Yeah. First time in Afghanistan, nothing but a great sword and some loincloths.
Oh dear. No, I'm at a loss now.
I see you scanning the room looking over my nerds.
Yeah, I'm scanning the room looking to see if there's anything that I can pilfer from. There doesn't seem to be anything.
He's floundering.
I am floundering.
Flounder!
Flounder. Sebastian. If anything, you can sing under the sea, aren't you?
Sure, why not?
Well, science, famous scientists.
Hawking. Einstein.
No, I'm...
Oh, I knew I should have had.
Who?
Dr. Manhattan. Or Mr. Manhattan. From that god-awful...
I don't know that one. I know who I'm going to choose now that you've gone a bit peculiar. Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange, nice, yeah.
Scientist?
Yep.
Because he was a doctor.
He was a neuroscientist.
Yeah. That's a form of doctor.
Yeah, I'm not arguing. I'm writing it in.
Doctor Strange.
So Batman, Wolf, Doctor Strange, and Indiana Jones.
Yep.
I can't help feel that you've got a power contest going on here.
Yeah.
Indiana Jones used to be the leader of the pack, not the bottom of the run. Doctor Strange, he had 1 week on the job and usurped the magicians there.
He did, yeah.
Worf, well, he might be loyal, but Batman tends to get people killed.
Yep.
I'm going to argue you've not got really a strong team. Individually, the characters, well done, amazing. But together, I've got a feeling this is going to be conflictual.
I think, well, the difference is I didn't pick all from the same team. I didn't go for just essentially the Avengers and Superman.
I got a brain.
Oh, you did, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But
I'm sticking with it.
Yeah, I think.
So I've got Cap leading my team.
Yeah.
Superman, who he often lets Batman lead him.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
Batman's the greatest detective and all that. I've got Iron Man, who is led by Cap anyway. He's reluctantly agreed to that.
There was
conflict. He's always power struggling, but he always takes the back seat eventually.
Civil War. There was a whole film based around the fact that he didn't take a back seat.
True story. However, I would argue that's only half a film. Not because it's part one, but because halfway through, Tony Stark goes, oh, shit, Cap was right.
Yeah.
And he realises he was being a big douche because he fucked up with Ultron.
He was being a big douche because he wanted to bang Pepper again.
Exactly. So I'd argue that...
And in that case...
Iron Man is used to taking orders from Captain. I would reluctantly, I will agree to that, secede to...
There's a chance that he, you know, Iron Man might at some point decide that he wants to fuck Cap off. That's the danger you're running here.
I don't think he'll try and kill Cap.
He did try and kill Cap.
No, he beat the shit out of him, but he left him alive.
I think he left him alive because Cap crushed his power core.
True.
And it was Cap that left Iron Man alive because Cap pulled Iron Man's mask off, which would have suffocated him had he not done that when he killed the power core. And left him immobile on the floor. So it wasn't so much Iron Man left Cap, it was Cap fucked Iron Man's suit up. I better clarify that.
Iron Man kept telling Cap to stay down because he only wanted the Winter Soldier.
He wanted to kill Bucky for killing his
parents. He didn't want to kill Cap, he was just moving Cap out of his way.
Yeah, but he carried on.
Every time he put Cap down, he then moved on. That's why Cap kept getting the upper hand on him.
It's a grey area, but you're going to run the risk of at some point they will fall out.
I will say it is reluctantly to see him, but he's the only glitch in the group, I think.
Yeah, no, O'Brien, he was loyal to whoever was in charge.
He was in charge, yeah.
Unless, of course, it's Smiley O'Brien, in which case...
No, you go for
Miles.
Yeah, Miles O'Brien, Chief O'Brien.
I was going to say, because if you've gone for Smiley O'Brien, I'd argue that he's...
He was fiercely loyal to his Cisco, though.
Didn't he usurp and take over the entire
Cisco died, and then he went and got the other Cisco.
I thought he took over the entire universe. He became the Emperor of the Universe, and then Leeta killed him and took over.
Yeah, he stood up after his Cisco died, Mirror Cisco died.
It's been a while since I've watched it, but
and they weren't great.
No,
but yeah.
Okay, so, but Miles, he was.
So,
he,
Batman leading Worf. I think Worf would be all right with it. Worf would do the usual grunt and growling. Yeah. I think Batman would just grunt and growl back at him.
Yeah. Batman, he loves to grunt
Batman
and growl.
Batman leading Doctor Strange.
Yeah, Doctor Strange is a character that's hard because he's kind of a bit...
I mean, his first appearance in the Avengers, he put Loki in a portal, left him falling for half an hour.
Half an hour, yeah, that was incredible.
And then just basically called Thor a bitch.
Yeah, and just sort of manoeuvred the room around him, kept fucking him up, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't think Doctor Strange is going to take orders very well from Batman.
It depends on the situation, I would argue, because doesn't he sort of...
He defied orders straight away as he was inducted into with the old one.
Yeah. He had a very sort of odd start, didn't he? Because he was trying to find a way to get his hands back, get his career and his life back, because he was a shallow and self-obsessed person, and then he gets his cool little cape and he carries on with it. It goes and becomes a wizard.
Yeah, he becomes a wizard, shallow and self-obsessed person.
Yeah.
I'd argue he's going to be a conflict. And then you've got Indiana Jones.
I think Batman would be able to control Indiana Jones. I think Doctor Strange is my only wild card.
Yeah?
Now. Yeah, because Indiana Jones, despite all of his attempts at being cool, he's a pretty bad archaeologist. He's a pretty bad adventurer. And...
Is he?
Well, from what I understand...
Hang on, isn't Indiana Jones one of the things you've never watched?
Yeah, it is one of the things
I've
never watched.
Right, I'm going to rule off Indiana Jones. You can't put him in and not know nothing about him.
I am going on the fact
that... And then claim he's a bitch when he isn't.
No. I'm going on the fact that his only role in one of the films was the fact that he catalogued a artifact.
Yeah, Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Raiders of the Lost Ark. Catalogued an artifact and got into the museum.
True. In terms of archaeology,
he's Bob on, right?
That's where he fell apart.
Well,
in terms of fighting Nazis, smashed in. In terms of his knowledge, he knew where he was. He was right up with them because that they were one step ahead all the time.
Right.
So his archaeology was okay, but and he was useful in the fact that he did attack Nazis now and again. He blew up a couple of tanks and stuff.
Right.
And he was a team leader. He had. I want to say a magi, but that's from The Mummy.
That is from The Mummy, yeah.
A local that... And a couple... He had a little posse.
Short round.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But yeah, he ended up getting a little posse, and he was the leader of the little posse and everything. And he knew what he was doing.
Right.
The issue with Raiders of the Lost Ark is obviously it made no difference that he was there. Not that it would have been better if he wasn't.
Yeah, it made no difference.
So as someone who takes orders, I don't think he's...
Well, he had to have get to a point where he could be that level. He has to have taken orders from somebody. If he's an archaeologist and he's going off...
No, that's the thing. He had tenure at his school and he just went off and did what he wanted.
Yeah, to get tenure, you have to jump through a lot of hoops, follow a lot of orders.
He was just good at archaeology.
No, he wasn't. Clearly proven. You can't argue that he's argue that he's bad at archaeology and then in the same breath argue that he's brilliant at archaeology.
I never said he was bad at archaeology. I said he was right up with them because they were one step ahead.
Yeah.
So he knew his archaeology.
Yeah.
And he spent too much time trying to stop them instead of just getting ahead of them.
He knew his archaeology better than the Nazis.
Yeah.
So they were fucking always digging in shit. Apparently, according to urban myths and whatnot.
Yeah.
Digging
in there. And his other ones, he knew his shit. He knows his archaeology. So as an archaeologist, Bob on. My issue is subservient.
You've got to get him to agree to join the team. If he agrees to join the team, he agrees to work in that command structure.
Yeah, fair.
Much in the same way that you have Iron Man, you've got him working for Cap, even though he's likely to betray him at some point randomly.
Yeah, fair play. Yep, so you've got...
My wild card is Stephen Strange.
Yeah, fair play.
And I think getting him to even...
Agree
is going to be nigh on impossible. I think...
You want to go through a Stargate? I can make one of them. Whee!
Whee!
That's the issue what his magic noise made. I can't remember what the sling ring did. I hate the sling ring.
What sling ring?
Have you even watched it?
I have, but it was.
You have picked every character. You've never seen
it. It was a while ago, and
you had to put on that little knuckle duster, which allowed him to open portals.
I was like, yeah,
it's a bit random.
I don't understand why he did that.
Yeah, you didn't need an instrument for any of their other magics, but that one they did.
Yeah. Yeah, it was an odd film, that one. I mean, I only watched it once, and so it's one of those films I think you need to watch a couple of times just to be able to figure out what's going on, because it's not interesting enough to hold your attention for the whole film. You sort of zone in and out, or I did anyway.
Yeah.
So,
all right, then. Can we come up with a better team together?
Well, possibly.
Can we take the best of these two teams and make a third perfect team, an SG 2.0?
SG 2.0. I don't think you get one from the teams, because...
Who would be the better leader, Batman and Cap?
I'd argue Batman.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
In that one.
So he does lead the Justice League.
And he does it with no superpowers, and everyone else is better than him.
He does it with his money. He buys a station. He gets Superman to fly it up there.
All right, yeah. Well, in that case, Iron Man, leader of yours, because he does it with his money. No, he doesn't, does he? Iron Man has to step down. It's not just money. It's personality.
All right.
Because Iron Man has more money, and yet he lets Cap lead. It's not about money. Yeah, it's about leadership.
That's because... See, Iron Man agreed to join S.H.I.E.L.D. for the team of Avengers.
No. By the time he creates Ultron... He is funding and paying for the entire Avengers Initiative, including their training things and the Iron Legion and everything. All of their missions, everything comes out of Iron Man's bank account, right?
All
right. But he still doesn't lead.
Yeah, fair play.
You know, money aside, Batman is still the better leader than Cap, I say.
Okay, so Batman, Superman, or Wolf? I'm going to argue, because this is just a warrior position.
Yeah.
In a straight fight.
In a straight fight, I think Superman might pip it, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I think Superman wins that one.
So, now, this next one's going to be hard.
Yeah.
Because I've not seen Infinity War yet.
Neither have I. Not yet.
We've got Iron Man versus Doctor Strange.
Or at least as of recording. Sorry.
We've got plans to see it very shortly.
Yeah.
But, yeah, as of recording, not seen it yet.
So?
Based on their films
that we've been in so far.
I think Stephen Strange might have it.
Yeah?
Because you can do the whole time wiggly back thing that he did to Matey Boy. This guy. It could fuck Iron Man up.
It would.
But it would also, at the same time, give Iron Man more time to come up with a better plan of attack.
But if he's fallen for ever.
Yeah.
He only opened the bottom of the portal because Thor said, "Where's Loki?" So if Iron Man's literally just falling forever, if it was a straight up fight, Stephen Strange wins outright. But you're going to struggle to get him to cooperate. If he's got that level of power, you've got time bending power. And he's got the power to open portals and send people through it and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Getting him to cooperate
is the issue.
Is going to be the issue. And cooperate under your terms. You might be able to say to him...
Batman's terms.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But you might be able to say to him, you know, could you come over here and help me do this particular mission? And he might go, oh, yeah, well, that's, you know, I can help you with that. It's sort of defending Earth. And then if you said, oh, yeah, and now I need you to do that, you go, well, no, that's, you know, I'm not doing it. And you go, well, I've asked you to. And you go, well, no, I'm not doing it. Or can you go over here and do this bit of mission, but he'd do it in my way? Yeah. And argue he'd just go over and go, no, but it's easier to do it like this. And he would just do it the way. I think he had a bit...
That could be said for both of them.
He had a bit too much Sherlock in him.
Really? Did you really?
I did, yeah.
God, I hate you so much.
No, you don't.
He does. So, yeah, so I think that could be said for both of them. I don't think you can get Iron Man to do anything he doesn't want to do.
Yeah. But I think you'd have an easier time getting Iron Man to do something.
Yeah.
Because Iron Man is just a bloke in a suit.
See, Stephen Strange, the reason he stopped Loki and Thor is because he wants to protect the Earth all round.
Yeah.
If you could convince him that in order to protect the Earth, he had to go through the Stargate and defeat the Gould.
Yeah. But that'd be fine. He would do that, right? But I'm getting him to do it under your terms. If you said to him, can you come through as part of a four-man team and I want you to slowly whittle away at the Gould until it happens,
this team would end up being a series. It might be a one-off film. We went through the Stargate, fucked up the Gould.
Yeah.
Because let's face it.
Well, Superman
comes
space.
Through. You just go straight to a officer's fucking ship. They all start shooting at him. Batman, Harry behind him, waiting for his anti-blaster armor to kick in.
Yeah.
Superman takes it. Anubis goes. Apophis goes, I am a god. Superman goes, yeah, but
you're not the way.
I'm hard. and punches him one, crushes his face.
Yeah.
Heal from that.
Yeah.
He flies around and beats up all the.
We don't make a good TV show out of this.
No, it's not going to be a good show. So the fact that Stephen Strange can then come in and rewind time to let Superman him again, I think.
Yeah, it's a bit redundant, isn't it?
Yeah. And we'll keep going. So, are we going to go with Doctor Strange or Iron Man then? We need to make a decision. It's one or the other.
I think you'd have an easier time getting Iron Man to do it to be part of the team and work
definitely,
under work under your restrictions.
Like I say, he's got more experience working part of the team.
Yeah, exactly. Whereas Stephen Strange works independently and then may or may not come in involved, you know, if needs be.
All right, so here's the hard choice then.
Right.
Chief O'Brien from Star Trek, or Indiana Jones from Indiana Jones?
Well,
and the It's always an and.
Well, based on the fact they're replacing Daniel Jackson.
Yep.
And based on the fact that Indy does do a lot of shooting, Miles, I think O'Brien wins.
Yeah.
Because O'Brien was smart in his field of expertise, which wasn't archaeology, but
engineering.
But it was engineering.
You've got Batman and Iron Man here. They could do with the extra bit of engineering, I'm sure.
Yeah.
A little bit of a tinker.
Yeah. But, you know.
And O'Brien did serve in the Cardassian War.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe he's Carter. Soldier.
No, we've argued engineer. Him for Jackson there.
We've all, yeah.
He came very pacifist. He didn't.
He did, yeah.
I mean, in the Dominion War, even took a backseat there, really. Didn't really go front line much.
Yeah, it was haunted by the memories of a lot of stuff that went on in the Cardassian War, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think of the two, Indy and O'Brien, I think O'Brien will be the better Jackson because he can shoot but won't.
You ready for it? I've got the winning argument. Okay. For why it's O'Brien. We both agree. We're still arguing,
yeah,
right?
We're still arguing. We're arguing this, we're arguing the same point.
O'Brien's got more experience fixing alien technology.
He has, hasn't he? Yeah.
Yep.
It'd be more useful.
Yep, so O'Brien. All right. So we've got Batman leading Superman, Iron Man, and O'Brien,
yep,
to take out the Ghoul in a one-hit wonder move.
In a one-hit wonder,
it would be.
Yeah, it would be over really quickly.
Yeah. Yeah. Can we improve on that at all? I don't think we can.
I don't think we can. No.
Who could possibly? We could always just send the Hulk through as our nuclear deterrent.
Send the Hulk through.
Send the Hulk, on his own.
Send the Hulk through with the Doctor and Q.
Yeah. Sure. Why not?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the end. That was your end game, wasn't it? That was your original thought, wasn't it? The Doctor, Q, and the Hulk, and who else do I need? Ah, no one, because
Crowley.
Crowley. I never thought of Crowley.
I thought of Crowley. I thought Crowley and Kazan. I thought, no, this is going to end up being a Supernatural episode.
Yeah.
So, yes, that's our winning team.
That is our winning team.
So, can we put a minute? Let's think of a scenario and then see how these guys would handle said scenario. So
okay.
What's the your favourite episode of SG-1?
Right, no, because there's not a story that any of them could survive could cope with. Well, I wouldn't have thought, maybe apart from Stephen Strange. But my favourite episode is the one where
Groundhog Day.
Yeah. Jack and Tilt get stuck in the Groundhog Day, and they're hitting golf balls into the Stargate.
In the middle of my backswing. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. But yeah, wouldn't Stephen Strange? Oh wait, no. He's not on our team.
No, he's not.
He's not on our team. So
all right. Yeah.
Yeah. So, how would Batman, Superman? Oh, wait.
Batman and Superman. Cause
yeah, cause that's those two. How would Batman and Superman deal with it, knowing O'Brien and Carter were there as well? Because they did eventually persuade everybody that they were doing a time loop.
Yeah, yeah.
So, how would Batman react to the fact that he's stuck in a time loop?
I don't know.
I can't think of
a situation where
he's been on a time loop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, O'Brien would be fairly simple with it. If you got to O'Brien and go, O'Brien, I'm stuck in a time loop, he'd go, yeah, all right, no worries, how do we get out of it? Because he's been stuck in time loops on the Enterprise, he's been stuck in time loops in Deep Space Nine, and he spends half his life in a time loop.
Calls Q and asks for advice. Q on speed dial.
Q, I'm stuck in a time loop again. Hold on, I'm out. That's all right, cheers.
I'm sure he's probably already set up a code word. Right, guys, if we get stuck in a time loop, just come up to me and say, Groundhog Day, I know exactly what's going on, I'm on board.
Yeah.
Don't play this practical joke on me. Worf used to do this to me all the time when I come.
And that's
at least once a week, you come up to me and say, O'Brien, Groundhog Day. Oh, great. What's happened?
So, yeah.
So, O'Brien.
O'Brien would deal with it. Would deal with it as a person that's only hearing about the time loop.
Iron Man would struggle with the concept. I don't think you'd believe it because he's very scientific. If his instruments don't read it,
yeah,
it didn't happen.
Yeah, I think that he would struggle with the concept unless... Yeah. He has, I don't know about, like I say, in the Infinity Wars, unless he has more of a connection with Stephen Strange and the Twist in Time wizardy stuff that Stephen Strange could do. If that affects his character in what is now the current MCU,
yeah,
I don't know. But what he was up to the point of Thor Ragnarok, I don't think you would he'd believe it.
I think Superman, he would fly the Earth back in time a bit more, see if he could figure out what started it and stop it.
Possibly. Can Superman time travel like the Flash can? Can he?
Yeah, he did that thing where
I know he can wind the Earth back, but can he? As I know, can't the Flash go so fast that he himself travels back in time?
Yeah, see.
Can Superman do that? Is it a speed thing or is it the speed force that does it?
There's been a lot of arguments about who can go faster, the Flash or Superman.
Right.
And as far as I'm aware, it's never been 100% resolved.
Right. That wasn't the question.
My issue is that if the Flash can do it,
right,
there should be no reason why Superman can't.
Okay.
If it's a possibility that Superman could beat the Flash, he can go at least as fast as the Flash.
Right.
So I'd say he should be able to fly back in time.
Okay.
So yeah, he could create. Yeah, I didn't know
because I know that in some of the Flash ones, it's like a force thing, isn't it? It's the speed force grants him the power of speed.
Yeah.
And that it's sort of more of a dimensional thing than an actual act of physical speed. So I don't know if that was what was time traveling, or whether it was just the physical speed that was time traveling him. If it's just the speed, then obviously Superman could do it. So therefore,
from the latest TV series Flash, it was the speed,
right?
Because he willfully chose to go back in time, save his mom and stuff like that, and create Flashpoint,
right? So I haven't seen the latest series of Flash or the TV series of Flash that's come out.
Because apparently you don't own a TV or popular culture.
No, I tend to watch the really bad MCU spin-off series rather than the really bad DC spin-offs.
the DC spin-offs were really good. It's the films that
I watched the first season of Arrow. Really good is a massive overestimate.
You have failed this podcast.
Because Arrow was fucking awful. Yeah, a whole series about Hawkeye. This is basically what it was. It was the whole series about some guy walking around going, I've got the bow and arrow. I shot you. Ha ha ha. It was crap. It was as bad, if not worse, than Daredevil.
Ooh, that's a hard claim.
Oh, yeah, maybe not Come Daredevil. On. Oh, it's the Punisher recently as well. That was.
Oh, yeah. That wasn't as bad as Daredevil. It was up there, but it wasn't Jessica Jones.
No, it wasn't Jessica Jones. That is... I've only managed two episodes of that. I can't.
That is god-awful. Oh, my God, I made myself feel bad. I reminded myself about Jessica Jones.
Do you know who would have made a good Teal'c?
Oh, I.
The Punisher. If you're not going for superpowers, he's good at murdering stuff.
He's good at murdering stuff, but he's really bad at following any kind of orders. If he's not in his agenda, he's not interested. And his agenda was very specific.
Yeah. In the TV series, The Punisher, Sir Atherton does all his punishing, where he does his second round of punishing, where he punishes the guys. He forgot to punish the first time around.
Yeah.
He was reasonably good at following orders in that, because he had to follow the orders of the guy who was an ex-NSA spy guy.
But was he following that guy's... Because I got the impression that guy ended up being his sidekick. Yeah,
they were sort of working together at a point, but he was a soldier to start with, and up to the point before he became the Punisher, as long as you took him out of his timeline at just the right point, the bit before he became the Punisher, like before his family are murdered when he's still a soldier...
Yeah.
I don't know if you can hear that on the microphone, but Tim's trying to open sausages with one hand very, very loudly.
I'll try to do it quietly. It turns out you can't.
No,
you can't
peel
back this weird little cellophane lid thing quietly.
Nope.
I'm hoping you can hear it. If not, you're going to have to boost the sound and post edit to make
sure. I will do. It's like we had a yawn in one of the edits and you yawned and they was like, oh, sorry for yawning. And I couldn't get the sorry for yawning out because I was talking as well. So you couldn't hear the yawn.
I have learnt now to yawn off of microphone.
Good idea. But yeah, so yeah, if you got him out of his timeline when he was a proper soldier, then he'd be good at following orders, and he was strong and powerful and a brilliant soldier. So he was good, but he was bad when he became the Punisher.
Yeah, fair play. Yeah.
Yeah.
Any other amendments? How would he deal with time travel?
Probably quite poorly. He wouldn't believe it's happening.
I think he'd get really angry that the people he's just punished are back alive again.
God damn it, I just punished you.
Why won't you die? That's where we're at then. So as far as we're concerned, the best SG team consists of Batman, Superman, Iron Man, and Clive O'Brien. Because he's like such an outcast.
He does. You got rich billionaire with a super suit. I'm going down the list. Bear with me. Rich billionaire with a super suit. Superman. Rich billionaire with a super suit, man. So, yeah,
he's my favourite.
Yeah, he's my favourite as well. So what have we learned?
We've learned if you want a nuclear deterrent against the Gould, turn the Hulk.
Yeah, we've learned that Stephen Strange can't be controlled. He's just a loose cannon like the Doctor, and from now on we'll be putting our "Do Not Use" in future podcast box.
God damn it. we've learnt that of all people that can't handle time travel or a paradox, the Punisher will probably suffer the worst.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And lastly, if you need an SQ1 team, you need two billionaires, a super suit, Superman, and a bloke.
The bloke will be the underdog and the most popular, though. So that's good.
Yeah. He'll be the comic relief.
He'll be the comic relief, yeah.
Well, hope you've enjoyed learning that with us.
And we'll see you again soon.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Thanks for listening. And if you'd like to follow us on Twitter, we are at Triadic Ent. We are also on Facebook, and you can find us on Patreon under the name Triadic Entertainment. If you like our content, feel free to subscribe. Every penny helps. There are some great rewards available, and we would much appreciate it. Thank you very much for listening, and good night.
Hi guys, Ted here. Just to let you know, we are currently in the process of updating our podcast host, and there may be a few delays in the RSS feed updating on your podcast apps. If you do have any major problems, you can find us on anchor.fm. We're under the name Ted and Tim Brainfart, as you'd expect. If there's any more problems, you can tweet me at Triadic Ent, and I will do my best to guide you to the correct place. I do know that Apple Podcast is now updated, so all of our old stuff plus our new episode is available there. And hopefully your podcast apps will catch up, like I say. If not, tweet me or message me, and I will do my best to guide you to the correct feed. Anchor.fm is our new providers, and they are you can find us there at any time. Okay, I hope you enjoy the rest of the show, and we'll see you again soon. Bye-bye.